Welcome back, guys. DJ Esmond came away. So we're about to go through something difficult. Get ready for a lot of crying. I'm already starting. I'm emotional because my mom's birthday is tomorrow. Lost her a month ago. As you know, I lost my brother to suicide back in 2002. Do a lot of stuff for that. And a lot of people reach out to me because of that. And we had Joel, who's in studio with me, reach out because about a year ago, coming up in a year, he lost his son, Gage, who is about to turn 16, little 15-year-old kid, to suicide. And yeah. So thank you for your bravery.
Oh.
Would you like me to read the note?
Yes, I would.
Kevin, would you do it for me?
Yeah, you got it.
Otherwise, we'll never get through it.
Do you want to read?
Just
it's just the top part, right?
Just Gage's note.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And this is the note that Gage left behind to his dad.
Okay. Okay, here we go. So this is, it starts off with just saying, Dad. Hey, Dad, sorry I did this. I know I mean a lot to you. Please stay strong and don't go like I did. Rocky and Ethan need you a lot. Please take care of them. Take Rocky on lots of walks and feed him good. I want you to know that this is not your fault. You are such a good dad, and I couldn't imagine anyone else being my dad. Thank you so much for always being there for me, and I'm sorry for always yelling at you. Please take care of Abby when Grandma can't. I love you. Then signed it at the end of that.
I literally can't imagine something more devastating.
It was the worst day of my life, obviously. Mm-hmm. I woke up, I thought it was earlier than it was, and I went just to make sure. I always wake up and would check on him. He had school in the morning, and his brother had work. Noticed his light was on. He wasn't in his room. He couldn't find him in the house. I went and called him. No answer. Checked Life 360 and says he's there in the yard. Looked out the front door, looked to the side where it showed he was, and I thought, what's going on? He must have snuck out, left his phone, searched something, went back and realized it was a lot later than I thought it was. Went back, didn't feel right. Went back and looked for him. Looked further in the yard, and I looked over the privacy fence into the backyard and saw him sitting there. I was like, why is he sleeping in the backyard? I went through the house, ran back there to wake him up. So he was gone. Ran in the house and woke his brother up. Help me. And it went on from there.
I ask you if it's getting any better on the break, and you said it's getting worse.
I was in denial. At first, it just seemed like a dream, like it wasn't real. It's not really happening. It gets worse. I have days I still can't get out of bed. I have, when they put in the stone at the cemetery, it became real. And I already was a mess. And now, you just keep crying and thinking about it.
I know with my brother, when my dad passed away 6 months before my brother, what seems young now, he was only 76. I'll be 60 on Friday. It doesn't seem that old. But it was a natural death. And I grieved it in a natural way. With my brother, especially the first few weeks and couple of months, every morning I would wake up and thought I had dreamt it. I bet you've had that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nobody knew he was sick. He had no signs. That day, we joked around and made a silly little video to music. We were supposed to play washers, but he said, he declined later on. But I know he talked to a friend that day at 10:30 at night, said he'd see her at school tomorrow.
Do you know whether Gage had something bad going on in his life, or it was just an overall thing for him?
There were no... His best friend didn't know. I didn't know. His brother didn't know. Nobody knew. There were nothing in his phone led to any bullying or any problems. He was laughing and joking around. He was funny. He was smart. He was a really good kid. He did not, he spent time in his room playing video games. I think that's normal,
kid.
Though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He sounds like my kind of guy. He got into stuff, got into drumming. Yeah. Got into other things.
Chess. He was into bowling. He loved bowling. He has a curve. I throw straight.
With time, and I know it hasn't been that much time, less than a year. With time, in context, does it make more sense, or is it still as much of a mystery as it was on the first day?
I have no idea. Even when the coroner... read all the, they took all, he left more notes than just mine. They took those, they went through his phone. The coroner said, we may never know why he did this. I don't know why he did it. That's why I want his story out, because I don't think he would have done it if he knew how devastated I would be, how... our whole family, his brother. I don't think he wouldn't have wanted to hurt us.
Yeah. And you said something in the material you gave us, that what you had written, that he didn't realize how much he meant.
I don't think he did. But we showed him all kinds of love. He just didn't.
Yeah. Sometimes you just don't know. Sometimes you'll never know. In cases where there is something to know, though, having gone through what you've gone through this past year and will continue for your whole life, for people who have some signals, for people who have some worries, what advice would you give them about their kids?
If they notice anything, talk to them. Let them get help, seek counseling, listen to them, be supportive. Whatever they need.
How's his brother doing?
He doesn't show it, but I know he's a mess. Maybe in denial like I was at first still.
Yeah. What are you doing to take care of yourself?
I stay busy. I talk about it. This taking care of myself. I go to counseling.
Good.
I was taking depression medication.
Yeah.
I talk. I have a lot of support, a lot of friends, family that are there for me, and I need it.
Yeah. But at best, it probably barely touches it.
It's unexplainable. Some days, I just need to stay alone. I think everybody should hear the story, even if they don't have see signs or you're not showing signs. It should be read, because what must he have been going through to keep that all in?
Yeah.
If it was more talked about, if it's a hard subject to talk about, it's not talked about enough,
especially with kids. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, it should. I know this may sound rough, but it should be like a health class. It should be something taught in the schools.
Yeah. And it's getting much better. It's getting much better. I've been involved in this now since 2002. We're doing the AFSP walk, and it's a bit like cancer, that you know what it is. You know people who've had it, but it doesn't mean much to you until you get it or someone in the family. Then it's everything. I knew what suicide was. I knew people that it had happened to. But until it happens to you, your brother, your child, you become a part of that terrible club. And then you get it.
You never think it's going to be you.
Yeah, it's exactly right. Well, tell us about Gage.
Gage was just a wonderful kid. He was happy. I don't know what, you know, he was just smart, intelligent. He made me laugh. We joked around. I was his father. I was his friend.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Yeah, people have told me not to be friends with my kids.
We can't help it. I'm just a big kid. I'm a big, sad kid.
Yeah. What are your plans for the future? How do you move on?
I others need help too, and I want to be involved in it. I heard about the walk from you on the show, and now I'm in the Belleville walk.
Good.
I'm Team Gage, so.
Yeah, very nice. When is that happening?
That's October 19th, I believe.
It matters.
Just people need to, I have to talk about it and share it with people. If I can save a life, if all this can save one life and one family from feeling like that.
That's right.
It's worth sharing our story.
Has your therapist been able to say anything or do anything that's helped at all?
He's very helpful, but
there's a ceiling. Yeah.
Nobody wants to be here. Nobody should ever be here.
Yeah.
It's you're left with a hole. You're devastated. There's a third of me was gone that quick. And I'm sure my other son feels that way as well.
Yeah.
He encouraged me to come on and do this when I.
It's the most important thing you can do, besides taking care of yourself and your other son, is just talking about it, telling the story. Because I guarantee everyone with a child, whether their child exhibits signs of a problem or none at all, they're going to go home and check in, you know. They're going to go home and check in. Even someone like Wheels with a grown child, I bet you're going to check in.
Always.
Yeah.
Always. And one of the things, you know, in obviously raising my own kid, but also being around teenagers with coaching for 15, 20 years, they're really good at not letting you know something's off. They're really good at that. And, you know, I don't know if it's something about the way the human brain develops at those ages where they learn to mimic the behaviors that they want to get from us. But it's important, you know, like you're saying, Joel, not to get caught up in just what you can see out front, because there can be things going beyond. But asking questions can you know, dig in a little bit.
Yeah.
And you can maybe read them. But it's if there was a good answer, an easy answer, we would have it.
That's right?
We would know. But what you're saying and the important thing of trying to do as much as you can is all you can do.
Yeah.
You can't break down a wall that we haven't been able to break down yet.
I do that with Phoebe every time I see her. I'm sure she hates it.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I'm going to ask you if you're okay.
Mm-hmm.
And by okay, I mean okay.
Yeah.
I don't mean, are you having fun at Tri-Delt?
Right.
Are you okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if not, let's deal with it.
Yeah. The way I put it with Shannon is not... is basically, I'm not asking you to tell me what you think I want to hear.
Yes.
I'm asking you something that if you need help, I can help.
Yes.
You know, there's like, that's, it's, and I don't know if that matters. I don't know if that changes.
I think it does.
Behavior, but, you know, kids, any kid, my kid's 27 years old. You're not going to always be 100% with your parents.
And something I tell Phoebe that my parents never told me, I'm sure they thought it, but in the 70s, you didn't say things like this, but I will say there's literally nothing
right
in the world.
Right.
You can be a serial killer.
Right.
Literally. I'm always there. And I think that has to make a difference. you know, just our parents, I don't know about yours, Joel, but my dad never showed his underbelly. And I pretty much only show my underbelly, you know. I mean, the kids get tired of me crying.
Yeah, I had people that I shared the story with that I sent you, and, you know, multiple of them said they were bringing it to their home to their wives and kids to let them read. And, you know, they have no issues, but they just wanted them to read it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're making a big difference. Thank you. Again, I can only imagine how much bravery it takes, how difficult this is. You reach out to me anytime. Paradite.
Thank you for having me on the show, inviting me on.
You're welcome. Thank you, Joel.
Thanks.
Look at that, guys. But life's just tough, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is not for wussies.
No. It's not. And then the older you get, the worse it gets.
That's what really got me when I was talking to Joel beforehand and I said, is it getting any better? And he said, it's getting worse. And that really hit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know exactly what he means.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you do? What do you say? Everything's hollow.
Everything is. I really liked what he said toward the end about the importance being what he can do to help.
Yes. That's all you can do.
Right. And it's the most important thing.
Yeah. And it did. I guarantee you, with as big as this audience is, even with the podcast and millions of people across the country who download it, it's going to matter.
Yeah.
It's going to make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Could even save a life.
Mm-hmm.
Someone goes home and talks to their kid tonight.
Because everything in the abstract is easy to brush aside, right?
Yeah.
But when you're hearing the personal story.
Yeah.
And, you know, what sounds like everybody else's life, your kid, every kid you know sounds like that, it does hit you more.
Welcome back, DGS 334. Dave Murray joins us. Hello, Dave.
Hello there.
Wanted to, before we jump into weather and our other shenanigans, wanted to one last follow-up on Joel. Dave, you probably weren't listening, but we had a gentleman named Joel on who lost his 15-year-old son to suicide about 11 months ago. And I just wanted to say, like, these are the times. This has to be so weird for KMOX listeners to go from Charlie Brennan and people like that to me crying on the show half the time. But I don't know any other show that does this. And these are the times when I'm really proud of the show. Mm-hmm. Like, it's fun to have fun and make fun and talk about Wheeler's nipples and things like that. And that is providing a service to the listeners. But when you have an opportunity to find a hero like Joel, because as I was saying off the air to the guys, the fact that he's still alive is a testament to his strength. If I lost one of my kids to anything, but certainly to suicide, there's a natural inclination to want to follow them. Not in a dramatic way, but in a wherever they are, I'm going to go find them. Like, you can understand that. But having another child, his brother, like I have two kids, you can't and you don't. And then to come on a big show like this in front of tens of thousands of people, millions of people by the time the podcast goes out and talk about it, that's just double tough. That's super impressive.
Mm-hmm.
That you know, he doesn't have to do that.
No.
He could stay holed up in his house. He could be drinking himself to death. He could be doing anything he wanted to do, and none of us would blame him for it. But he's here, and he's confronting it, and he's talking about it. And he did save a life today. We'll probably never know whose.
Right.
But he did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's just really amazing.
Mm-hmm.
He showed a lot of bravery.
Yeah. Yeah. Makes me proud.
Yeah.
Yeah, can you imagine, Dave, people tuning into KMOX and hearing me crying every other show?
Yeah.
You can't imagine it.
I sure can.
Yeah.
But you know, Dave, having a son and now having grandkids,
grandson,
It's but for the grace of God, go everyone through life that something truly tragic like that doesn't happen to you. We all have problems. We all have ups and downs.
Absolutely.
You know,
but that's a huge problem.
That's
I can't imagine it. I think about it. To be totally honest about it. In fact, they were, you know, as you know, my son and grandson were out here for the last 12 days. And every once in a while, the two of them would just take off in the car, just go have fun somewhere. And all I can think about is, you know, please come home.
Yeah, you couldn't
please
rest.
Please come home.
Yeah. Maureen and I, when Phoebe drives, I have terrible anxiety, and it's now settled into Phoebe driving back and forth to Kansas. And Rage really helped me out the other day. I don't know if you knew that, Rage, but when you said, like, it's because she came in town last week and was going to come back in town Friday for my birthday. And then she told me, hey, this is it. We'll celebrate your birthday now. I can't come back in. And I was relieved because, and as Rage pointed out, like, she doesn't have just so many safe drives.
Yeah. Right, right.
It's not like two in a week means there's going to be a tragedy happen.
Mm. Right.
But when you have generalized anxiety disorder like mm-hmm. I do, you see ghosts behind every tree.
Yes. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've definitely dealt with that before, never with a child, but, you know, just dealt with, like, worrying about loved ones. So I get where you're coming from when I say that.
Yeah.
Like, I have had that thought before where I'm like, no, because something bad will definitely happen. And it's like, it doesn't work like that. No.
Yeah. And right. you could, and some people do, get sucked so far down in the belly of the beast of some type of anxiety or depression that it just takes over their life.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I've been pretty close to that, you know. And you battle it every day.
The hard thing to do is remember, in any of these things that we worry about on the broader scale, the odds are always in your favor. By a lot.
That's such a Wheeler thing to say.
No, I know. I know.
It's true.
I know it is.
He's
right. It is
true.
Very much a Wheeler thing to say, but it's also that's why I'm thankful that my brain works the way that it does, because that's what I go to, and I'll be like, eh. You still only have 1 in 27 million chance of anything bad happening, and that it doesn't.
And in my brain, I'm like, so you're saying there's a chance?
There's one, right? But and it doesn't mean that thing won't happen. You don't ever. I mean, I think Dave, the way you put it, Dave, is right. You don't ever have that moment where like, yep, nothing's ever going to happen. You're never that. You're as a parent, you're never like totally
comfortable.
Right? There's never a point where like everything is settled and good. You're always like, well, there's always something. But if you focus on any one thing, the odds of that thing are very small. Of any of these things, it doesn't mean they don't happen. We find these cases all the time. Things happen literally every day. We have another high school shooting thing today down in Georgia. Yeah. Like, those things do happen, but they're not likely to happen.
Yes. And when you see them happen to someone else, a shiver goes up your spine.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I think it gets, at least with me, I think it gets worse as you get older.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's because you're coming towards the finish line, mm-hmm. you know, the last quarter of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a son, and he has a wife, and you have a grandson, and all that stuff, I think, maybe becomes more important as you get older.
Dave, you'll get this completely about your son and your grandchild. Like, I had a thought the other day that I'd never had before, that I have longevity in my family, and even if I live to be as old as my mom did, chances are my kids are going to survive me by... And they could survive me by quite a bit.
Right.
And the thought that there's going to be a time when Phoebe and Nick are alive that I'm not, and I'm not able to help them. And it just stopped me in my tracks, you know? Yep.
But keep in mind, at that time, they're going to be you.
Yeah.
They're going to be the ones helping everybody else.
You're right. But you also bring up a great point is, and I think it's on the parents. It's on Dave. It's on this Dave. Is make sure, take some time and write stuff down, because losing my dad, losing my mom, it's been 13 plus years now, but there are still moments, sometimes every week, where it's like, I wonder if they had this problem, health issue or this issue, and man, would it be great to be able to talk to them.
Yeah.
And you know, put it down on video, I don't know. I don't know exactly how you do it. I know that we do it, and you write stuff down so that your kid or kids maybe have some answers in the future.
Yeah, our kids will have it better in general than we did, Dave, just because of that. Like, my mom and dad just didn't show me much of anything.
Right.
That was the parenting style of the 60s and 70s.
Yep. No question about it. And I think maybe that's why it comes up to me maybe more than it will to my son.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because there are just, you know, something happens. You know, you go see the doctor and they say, you know, did your dad have this?
I don't know.
I really don't know.
Yeah.
I wish I knew, but I don't know. He never talked about it. He never said anything about it. Did not affect his death, but I wish I knew. I wish I knew that.
Yeah, just given how I am, there have been some nervous Glovers over the generations, right?
Yeah.
But you don't know who they are.
Mm-hmm. People, because everybody hid everything.
Everyone hid everything.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, my kids get so sick of me. Like, maybe someday they'll appreciate it. Now they're just like, shut up. Will you just stop talking about all these deep, dark things? I'm fine.
Yeah, but that's how you are when you're young, though.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you don't have time for any of that. You got other stuff to do, and you
nothing
don't want
to happen to you.
And it's so, well, it's also, even if it is in your mind, it's so far down the road. I always have to remember, like, because my kid will do that, and she's less of it now than, say, 10 years ago when she was in high school. But I remember that with my dad when I was that age. I didn't want to hear any of it. It wasn't disrespectful. It was just, it's so far distant from anything you're currently focused on that it really just bounces off you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. Let's do a little weather, Dave. A couple of warm days.
Yeah, well, one more. Yeah, obviously we were warm today, but nothing out of the ordinary. We're near 90 tomorrow. Lots of sunshine. We're warm tomorrow night, 68, but there's another cool front coming in towards morning, Friday morning, maybe a spot storm. Friday is a changeable sky. I'll call it partly sunny. It's probably more of a mix of clouds and sunshine. Breezy, 81 with a slow drop off in humidity. 55 Friday night, clear skies. The weekend is dynamite. Sunny, 74 on Saturday, sunny and 77 on Sunday. The next two evenings, right around sunset, a little after sunset, check out the southwest sky. See big, bright Venus. It's the evening star again, and the thin crescent moon. Spectacular sight.
Very nice. I guess we can end it there. We'll come back with headlines on the other side. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
All righty.
It's 344, brought to you by FIRA Capital Management.
Jackson 5, make everything a little bit better.
Trying to brighten up the...
Yeah. Headlines?
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. So the teenager who shot 49ers rookie has been charged with attempted murder. San Francisco prosecutors have announced charges against the 17-year-old accused of shooting receiver Ricky Pearsall. The suspect's name has not been released, but they were charged with attempted murder with firearm enhancements, assault with a semi-automatic firearm, and attempted second-degree robbery.
See, this is where I get conservatives the wrong word for it. It's like medieval.
Yeah.
Just find a cell. Put him in it, check back in 80 years, done.
Mm.
Just, I have no sympathy for criminals. I just don't. I have sympathy for people who are raised in marginalized groups where they don't have good parents, they don't have access to good schools, they don't have access to money. I really, truly get it more than I ever have in my life. When you cross the line into taking a firearm and shooting an innocent person in the chest to take their watch, I cease to care that much about you.
Well, but there's nothing that we can't be judging or grading things based on some scale based on what happened to you in your past, because there are people that lived that same life that didn't try to rob someone and shoot them.
That's a great point.
Right. I mean, we can only judge the actions that a person takes. We can't say, well, you had this problem and this problem, therefore you're not in trouble, but somebody else would be if they did it. Mm-hmm. There are actions and there are consequences, and you have to follow those. You just do. Otherwise, things get out of hand. In fact, you know what's interesting? I saw this Ferguson police chief, Doyle.
Yeah.
He was tweeting something similar. He's like, imagine a school where the punishments for bullies were taken away because they felt like it was too harsh on the bullies. And then the bullies take over because there are no things to hold them back from bullying people. And he was kind of making the point about how things have gone in law enforcement. And I think it's a fair point. Like, even if the person doing the terrible thing had it terrible coming up, That's not your, sorry for the pun, but your get out of jail free card. You don't just get to exploit that or benefit from it. You can get treatment while you're away, while you're paying the consequences, but there have to be consequences for actions.
Forgetting what the law is, what is your gut on what the punishment should be for the mother of the four-year-old who got shot by the 10-year-old because she left them alone with a gun and went to the store here in St. Louis?
I mean, I don't know what the law is, but it should be actual jail time. I mean, it's a life was lost because of your negligence. So I wouldn't know what the proper sentencing is, but something like 5, 10, 15, 20 years at least sounds like what should happen when your negligence, your choice to do the wrong thing leads to a loss of life.
So hackers breached the accounts of two members of the Trump family in order to promote a cryptocurrency scam. Did you guys happen to see this?
No.
That's according to Eric Trump, who posted to Twitter that accounts belonging to his wife, Laura, and sibling Tiffany Trump have been compromised. The posts were quickly deleted, but they announced the launch of World Liberty Financial, an upcoming cryptocurrency venture by the Trump family. So, I mean, I guess it happens not to everybody, but you see it happen on social media and especially Twitter a lot where it's like, oh, I guess they
lost. So is it a real thing? Like they really do have a crypto company that got promoted on their stuff, but they're saying that someone else did it?
Well, this is calling it a crypto scam. So I think it's something else.
Okay. Mm.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
There's a lot of like.
Well, it's too bad there's nobody in charge over there that could maybe limit that kind of stuff.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.